It's your girl Astro by Lauren, aka the original Tevin Campbell Stan, aka do I look like one of your little friends type mom? The marvelous mulatto, the quintessential quadroon, aka your planetary bae, and welcome to my podcast, Galaxy Grills. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 56th episode of Galaxy Grills. I am your host, Astro by Lauren, aka Lauren McBride. Yes, it has been entirely too long. So much has happened since the last time that we talked. The good news is that I'm back and I'm here with you, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope that you are too. The sun has finally moved into Virgo. It's Virgo season. Venus has been cruising through Libra. Venus loves to be in the sign of Libra because Libra is ruled by Venus. Eclipse season is over. It's gone, but not forgotten because we are all left here sorting out the after effects that could affect us for the next 6 months, 6 years, or even for a lifetime. Mercury has finally stationed direct. It is still in its shadow period until sometime in September. We're not out the woods yet, but we have the map. We have the destination. We know how to get out of the woods. So it is indeed a step up. Yeah, and we have a full moon coming up in Pisces. So we'll talk a little bit about that moving forward. Keep it locked. All right, so as you know that once Mercury stations direct and starts to move forward, there's about a 2-week period called the shadow period, which means that Mercury retraces the path that it took during the retrograde. So for example, Mercury is currently in Capricorn. I think it's something like 28 degrees, 27 degrees. So it needs to move forward back through those degrees in Capricorn, come back into Aquarius, and then make it all the way back to, I believe it's 4 degrees Aquarius, which is when it started its retrograde. That occurs on September 2nd. So I'm not saying that everything will be back to normal on September 2nd, but I will tell you that the immediate effects of this particular retrograde will be done on September 2nd. Now, of course, there are so many other things going on in the sky that can affect you. But it's good to know that Mercury will be strong, moving direct, and on your side, which is all we ever wanted, September 2nd. All right, let us talk again about everybody's favorite astrology subject, retrogrades. All summer, people have been talking about there are 5 planets in retrograde. There are 6 planets in retrograde. Watch out, watch out. And while I love that the general public has begun to acknowledge the other planets in the solar system and how they may or may not affect us, it is also leading to 6 times the amount of misinformation about retrograde. Just to clear things up a little bit, the outer planets retrograde for 6 months out of the year. So at any given time, there's 2 to 3 retrogrades going on in between Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus. Then the interpersonals also retrograde for several months throughout the years. And so Saturn and Jupiter, those retrogrades last several months. So they are noticeable. These are all noticeable, particularly on the day when they station direct or when they station retrograde. However, those effects are much more long-lasting. Well, the story that they bring unfolds in a much slower way. It's always going on, just most people don't talk about it. The reason why people talked about it so much this summer, I believe, is because Mars was retrograding, and Mars was not only retrograding, but it was in the mix with all of the other events. It was squaring Uranus. It was conjunct to one of the full moons, and it was Mercury retrograding had to pass over Mars retrograde. And so all of these things working together, Mars is the planet of action and war and anger and sex, and it's just between that and Uranus and Mercury throwing its regular Mercury haze over everything, it just created quite an unstable kind of energy, and a lot of us were called to act or react in sudden ways that were not the most positive, that could not have been anticipated. Combine that with eclipse season, which is also disruptive and also things that cannot be anticipated. So it was a rocky summer. Eclipse season is over, so that's a plus, plus, plus. All of the secrets revealed and the assignments for the different eclipses have been passed out. And we look forward to having a more smooth, it will not be problem free, but it will be a more smooth start to the fall and into the winter. Mars stations direct on August 27th. Today is August 23rd, so that's just in a few days. On the day before Mars stations direct, August 26th, we will have a full moon at 3 degrees Pisces. Full moons signify endings and culminations of effort. Pisces is the last sign, so that's also another indication of an ending. That full moon energy will give you the energetic push, or in this case, the energetic climate, the energetic blanket that make it ideal to wrap things up. And Mars stationing direct will give you the energy to, after you wrap it up, keep it moving. All right, everyone, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed listening and I hope you learned something. Don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. If you're interested in a personal reading, you can hit me up at astrobylauren@gmail.com. And what I mean by personal reading is, of course, I do astrology charts, as you know. I also read tarot. And sometimes I do them both at the same time. I'll offer like an astrology tarot combo, but I also read tarot on its own as well. So those are my services. Hit me up if you're interested. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you all next time.